celebrate the Holy Spirit. We celebrate at Pentecost how Jesus sent the Holy Spirit upon the whole bloody world. And he said that it would be better that way, right? Remember, the disciples were kind of sad because they were friends with Jesus. They spent all this time with him. And then he said, I'm going to ascend into heaven. And they were terribly sad, but Jesus said it will be better this way. Because if you think about it, when Jesus was just like you and me walking around, he could only be in the presence of a few people at a time, right? Like even if there was a multitude of people, he could not be in Jerusalem and in Cana, let alone Indiana, right? Like, and so he's like, it's going to be so much better because when I ascend into heaven, I will send the Holy Spirit on the whole world and to every corner, every nook and cranny. And sure enough, that's what he did on this day, 50 days after the resurrection. And so that's what we celebrate today. And really, you and I we owe our lives to the Holy Spirit. You remember in the first pages of the Bible, it talks about how God breathed into essentially a pile of dirt and it became life. And there's a funny story about Jesus was sitting there next to this atheist scientist. And the atheist scientist had forgotten, of course, that most of the scientific movements in the history of our world are from Catholics, especially Jesuits, atomic theory, Big Bang theory, all types of things that the Jesuits have given us. But anyway, he had forgotten all that. So he was sitting there with Jesus and he said, you know, Jesus, we don't need you anymore. We humans. And Jesus said, oh, he said, prove it. He said, I'll tell you what. Take a pile of dirt, breathe into it. If you can make a human being with your science, then you're right. You don't need me anymore. And the atheist scientist is going, man, that's a tall order, but I'll give it a shot. And so Jesus said, I'll show you what. I'll go first, and then you go. So Jesus reaches down. He gets a pile of dirt, and voila, it's a human being. And the atheist scientist is looking, man, that's going to be hard to do. And but he says, I'll give it a try. So he reaches down and gets some dirt. And Jesus says, hold on, pal, get your own dirt. Get it? Because thank you. But anyway, like everything we have, we owe our lives to the breath of God, to the Holy Spirit. And just like an engine runs on gasoline, God built us to run on the Holy Spirit. We run on God. And in that way, he's kind of like our gasoline. So I was thinking of G-A-S, gas. The Holy Spirit guides us. He awakens us. He strengthens us. The Holy Spirit does all kinds of other things too, but I just was thinking about those three. The Holy Spirit guides us. He guides us into every place where we go in life. And sometimes he leads us into all kinds of places that we never expected. And I was thinking of that just yesterday, because I was remembering how it was 6 years ago that I went to Guatemala. And I was sure, when I became a priest, I said, I'm sure I'm not going to be one of those priests that's going to speak Spanish. And because I didn't want to learn it, I'm not good with languages. But the Holy Spirit had different ideas, so the bishop sent me over to Guatemala. And my life changed. The way I see the world, the way I see my church, the way I see everything changed. It was the best summer of my life. The Holy Spirit put me there. The Holy Spirit puts us in all kinds of places. I was thinking about our graduates and how, sometimes we think of graduation as like, okay, we're being launched. We're going to go directly now to our goal. Reality is that the Holy Spirit pings us around all over the place. And it's rarely the straight shot that we had imagined. There's all kinds of turns in life that you didn't expect. And, it's interesting in the Jesus in our gospel today, he says, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. And the Holy Spirit sends us in all types of places in life. And we're sent on these missions. And the other day at Mass, we heard the story of how Paul and Silas went from one place to another place to another place, Iconium and then Lystra and then Ethiopia and then Antioch and then here, there, they didn't expect to go any of those places when they were young bucks. But then the Holy Spirit sent them on these missions. And the Holy Spirit will do that. And sometimes the Holy Spirit prevents us from going down a road that we really think we should be going. Because there was this moment in the Acts of the Apostles where Paul was sure that he was supposed to go to Syria. But the scripture says the Holy Spirit prevented him and guided him elsewhere. The Holy Spirit guides us. He puts us, I think we all probably have plenty of stories of, man, I was at the right place at the right time. Had a wedding just yesterday, and it seems like so most of the weddings I have, it's like the couple just happened to know the same person who put them together, or they happened to be at the same place at the same time, and the Holy Spirit guided them there. The Holy Spirit guides us. We have a new principal coming to St. Joe's School, which I'm very excited about. We just sent out an email yesterday to the school families. The guy's name is Jim Tush, and he's a wonderful, holy, devout man, and will be an outstanding principal here. He's done amazing things at his school in Aurora, but now the Holy Spirit is bringing him here. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is behind everything. And when we have faith, we get that, you know. And so we thank God for that. The Holy Spirit guides us where we need to be. Last little story on that was that wasn't that long ago, I went to the gas station. I normally pay with my credit card at the pump, but I decided for whatever reason I wanted to pay cash that day. So I go inside, and the woman behind the counter, she starts laughing. And I thought maybe I was having a bad hair day or something. And she goes, "I cannot believe that a priest just walked in here." And I said, "I'm sorry." She goes, "I haven't been to church in over 10 years. And I just was thinking this morning for the first time in a long time about going to church. I was raised Catholic." And I'm going, "Sister, that's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. I could have gone to the gas station across the street. I could have paid with my car, whatever." Like, Holy Spirit just knows what's going on. And he is guiding us everywhere. In the early church, the symbol for the Holy Spirit was, we still have the flame, the fire, all that, but my favorite was the goose. The Holy Spirit as a goose. Because we end up chasing the Holy Spirit around, and sometimes it's like a wild goose chase where he's leading us. But you know what? We follow. The Holy Spirit guides us. He awakens us. He awakens us all of the time. We had yesterday night at Mass the reading. My favorite reading was our first reading. And I wish it were the reading at this Mass too. But it was the Mass, it was the reading about Ezekiel going into front of this big old pile of bones. It's a pile of hundreds and hundreds of dead bones. And God tells Ezekiel, "Prophesy and bring life to these bones." And Ezekiel says, "What? I don't know how to do that." And God says, "Don't worry, I'll help you." And so Ezekiel prays, and all of a sudden, the bones start coming together. The flesh comes on, and the muscles start to form. And then the skin is really graphic, and it's really cool. And then all of a sudden, it is a vast army. The Lord will awaken us. All of the time he awakens us. I think about all of the places in our lives where maybe we're like, "Man, that my prayer life is kind of like a dead pile of bones right now." Well, God's going to bring some life in there. He wants to awaken that. Or maybe it's a relationship or whatever. The Lord wants to bring life there. He wants to awaken it again. Holy Spirit is always awakening us. I think about all of the things that our parishes are doing. You know, we're St. Vincent de Paul Society going so strong. Read the criterion. It's awesome. There's the Habitat for Humanity thing going on. The build, the house is coming. Like the festival we just had. All of the stuff that we do as church. The Holy Spirit is awakening us more and more every day. As a church, hopefully as a city and as a country and whatever, as a world. But it starts with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit awakening you and me individually. You know, like, sometimes we're called the frozen chosen because people come to Mass for 20 years and never open the hymnal. That is ridiculous. We have to open the hymnal. We have to sing. Why? Because our spirit should be on fire for the Lord. And the one thing I love about the Holy Spirit, this Feast of Pentecost, is it puts to the lie a sleepy, tepid, and lazy Christian life. There ain't a such thing as a sleepy Christian life. We're either on fire for the Lord or we don't love Him at all. And the Holy Spirit breathes just as He breathed on those apostles in the first Pentecost. He breathes on you and me, and He awakens us. And He says, wake up, my friends. Live a life of love. Live a life of faith. Build my kingdom of love in this world. Do it. I give you my Spirit. I wake you up. Now go out and do it. The Holy Spirit awakens us all of the time. Last thing He does that I'm thinking about is the S. He strengthens us. Without the Holy Spirit, we'll putter out and we won't make it. But with the Holy Spirit, we have strength from on high. And praise Jesus for that. Here's the cool thing. At every Mass, we proclaim our faith. And we say that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. When we receive the host at Mass, which is Jesus, we receive Jesus inside. Proceeding from Him is the Holy Spirit into every nook and cranny of your soul, of our heart, of our life, of our spirit. The Holy Spirit into every grain of part of our intellect. That Holy Spirit proceeds from Jesus that we receive at Mass. We profess it in our faith, and that's why John chapter 7 says that what we have inside when we have Jesus inside is like a fountain, because it's Jesus and proceeding is that Holy Spirit, and that's where we get our strength to go where God guides us and to be awakened and do whatever it is that He calls us to do. And so we give our good Lord thanks today, and we pray that we will always be guided by the Holy Spirit well, that we will be awakened every day a little bit more and live a more deliberate, more wonderful life of faith and love, and that we will be strengthened, that we will be open to the strength that the Holy Spirit gives us. We pray that especially for you, our graduates. We pray that the Lord will always, He will always guide you. He will. That's His promise. But our part is that we got to follow. We got to follow where He guides. We got to wake up when He tells us to. And we got to rely on His strength. Let's bless our graduates at this time. Graduates, would you please come forward?